Amen, amen. Thank you, musicians. Well, I've heard, unofficially, I don't know the total yet, but I believe both of our junior campers have made their $1,000 goal. And I think both of them went over a little bit, and there's some that came in beside what was in their baskets. So there's some that came in, extra on top of that. So hopefully on Sunday I'll have a number to share with our folks. But I'm thinking 25-ish, maybe a little more, but more, maybe 3,000, close to 3,000. Praise the Lord.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know that number yet, but soon, probably next service or so. Praise the Lord. Well, tonight I'm going to, Lord willing, we're going to finish up the Articles of Faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. I do not. I only have, I don't have any extra copies in my current possession. Amen. We did pass them out, though, here a couple weeks ago. The millennium. How many people know about, when I say millennium, can you raise your hand? You go, oh, I know that. I know what that is. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, we're getting up there now. Anyway, for those of us, not just me, but we've been doing end time ministry for 3 years, I think. Mostly on a weekly basis, not every single week, but mostly. We've been doing DVD series with the End Time Ministries, Irvin Baxter, and then the new leader of End Time Ministries, Dave Robbins. But it's good stuff. The millennium is where we're going to pick up. Before we start, would you pray with me? Lord, I ask even in the name of Jesus, as we continue to look at the articles of faith of our local assembly, as we read these scriptures, Lord, I pray that your quickening of understanding, Lord, help me, Lord, to say what you want me to say, and help us, Lord, to understand, Lord, what your word is, what the scriptures say, and Lord, just let us know you. Let us know you by your word. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, you may be seated. The next little slide there, and I'm not sure that you're going to be able to read it, but go ahead and put the next slide up. On my paper, I can't read it. No, it's too little. Can't read that one. There we go. Tribulation and peace. I'm going to just read the slide, and then I'm going to read the scriptures, and then the actual text of our articles of faith. So from the slide, excuse me, I have to turn my back on you or I can't read the writing. Distress upon the earth. You know what? There are going to be stressful times on the face of the earth. But don't you be worried, because God is going to see us through everything that happens. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I can't guarantee anything, but I do know that my God has an absolute hold on the future. Amen. Nothing surprises or overcomes God. Amen. God is in control of our lives and our future. Now, this first part, the world is going to have distress. No, I've got it. I can read it. I got paper. No. I can't read that. Distress upon the earth, beginning of sorrows, intensifying problems, time of trouble as never before. Yes, there's going to be pestilence and diseases. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. That there's portions of Scripture that depicts, you know, a nuclear catastrophe. Something really bad is going to happen. But the end is not yet. Amen. Now, maybe you won't like what I'm going to say. But if a nuclear blast takes out Electric Boat, guess what? All of us are going with it. We're going to be vaporized. You won't even know what happened. It'll just be instantly with the Lord. To be in Jesus Christ, for me to die is gain. It is not fearful to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've said it before. There was one time I had a boating accident that came very close to death. In a slow manner. 40 minutes out in the water. That's probably the closest to dying I've ever come. Freezing to death in cold, cold water. But you know what came to my mind? My boy is okay. He stood up on the shore. He was a way better, faster swimmer than I am. He was doing the Olympic thing, right? Heading to shore. And I told him to. Don't look back. Keep going. Get to shore. Get out of this water. I'm going to make it on my own. You got to make it on yours. You know what? In this life, I can't bring you to shore. I can't make sure that you're safe. I can't get you to safety. You got to get there on your own. You got to believe in Jesus for yourself. You got to live for God all by yourself. If that's what it takes. If everybody else backslides, you make sure that you make it to heaven. If your whole family goes crazy, you make it to heaven. Praise the Lord. And it's just a bonus if you can bring somebody else with you. Bring your kids with you. Bring your spouse with you. Bring your loved ones with you. Bring your co-workers with you. Bring as many as you can with you. But make sure you make it to heaven. That's your job. Nobody else can do it for you. Nobody else can bring you there. Amen. So, am I afraid of the catastrophe, catastrophes, the diseases and the wars and the... If 1/3 of the population of the earth are killed, I don't know how many people that is, but it's a lot of people. Billions of people. More than have ever been killed in all of the wars combined from the beginning of time until now. If you're in the flesh, if you're carnal thinking, if you are in the world, if you're not thinking about being saved in Jesus Christ, that's a scary thought. But when you are in Jesus Christ, when you are living for God, when you have obeyed the plan of salvation, and you know that you know that you know who Jesus is, amen. It's not scary anymore. Amen. It's not scary to me. In fact, comfort yourself with these words. Jesus is coming again. Amen. It's absolutely sure. It's not a maybe or a might. Amen. It's when He comes again. Because He is coming again. Praise the Lord. So that first little dark aqua colored thing at the top. Times of trouble, not scary to me. The tribulation period, yeah, there is going to be a tribulation period. There is going to be a time when everybody is going to, the Antichrist and the false prophet, they're going to try to control every human being on earth. And they're going to do it by trying to make everybody take a number, get a mark on your right hand or on your forehead. Whatever you do, don't take a mark. Oh, well, this isn't the mark of the beast. This is just a national ID number. Now, you ain't putting nothing on me. You ain't putting no, don't put no chip in you. Don't put no number on you. Don't let them put no tattoo on you. Don't let them, don't do it. Don't do it. The Word of God tells us not to take part in it. Amen. It's my job to tell you. If I don't tell you, then God could hold me accountable for not telling you. Well, I just told you. Don't take the mark. Don't put no mark on your hand. Don't put no chip in your skin. Amen. The Antichrist is going to try to control the whole world and every person on it with that mark. Now, it is possible. No, I have watched a lot of end time videos, and they teach and preach that the United States will be excluded from that. I don't know that to be true. I cannot tell you that we're going to be excluded. I'm not convinced of that. But it is possible. I cannot say that they're wrong. So I'm going to tell you, I don't know. All I do know is God is in control. And God is going to take care of me all the days of my life. Every breath I take is in the control and in the hand of God. Amen. That much I'm absolutely sure of. Amen. I can be confident. I can be comforted by those words. Praise the Lord. Followed by a better day, tribulation period followed by a better day, 1,000 years of peace on earth. We're going to read those scriptures in just a little bit, but Jesus Christ is going to come down from heaven. He's going to split the Mount of Olives, and he is going to set himself as king of all mankind, of every nation on earth. Jesus Christ will be the ruler of the entirety of the whole earth. During that period, for 1,000 years, there will be no war. Amen. There will be no earthly government. God himself will rule mankind. Wow. Oh, what do you mean? They're going to overthrow the United States government? Yep. And the Russian government and the Chinese government and the Korean government and every other government on the face of the earth. Jesus Christ will rule and reign as the sovereign, mighty, almighty King of kings and Lord of lords, as the Almighty God on the face of the earth for 1,000 years. Wow. And we that were caught up together with him in the air are going to rule and reign on earth with God for that whole 1,000 years. Because we're going to have glorified bodies. We're going to be made in his image. We're going to be like him. Praise the Lord. Woo! Woo! Wow! Anybody got a good feeling about that? Amen. Anybody looking forward to that? Anybody want to be comforted with that? That's what the book says. I'm not making this up. This is what is absolutely for sure, in certainty, going to happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I speak that confidently because I see it in the Word of God. It's not my opinion. Praise the Lord. Whew. Key biblical references. We're going to get into them. Daniel, Matthew, Revelation, Isaiah. Praise the Lord. Let's go into it. The millennium is our topic right now. We believe that the distress upon the earth is the beginning of sorrows and will become more intense until there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. Daniel 12:1. See also Matthew 24, verses 3 to 8. We're going to read these in just a moment. And that the period of tribulation will be followed by the dawn of a better day on earth. And that for 1,000 years there shall be peace on earth and goodwill toward men. See Revelation 21 through 5, Isaiah 65, 17 to 25, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, Daniel 7, verse 27, Micah 7 or 4, verses 1 and 2, Hebrews 2, verse 14, Romans 11, 25 to 27. Praise the Lord. Now let's go into the Scriptures. Let's go ahead and read in the Word of God what it really says. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even unto that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. So what's the key takeaway for me right here? Make sure your name is written in the book. Right. Amen. Don't wait too late. Amen. Get saved right now. Live for God today. Amen. Really, we're having Brother Crowder come, and you know, God may come before Brother Crowder gets here. Amen. I don't know when, but I do know He is coming. Amen. Make sure your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Matthew chapter 24, beginning at verse number 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. We pause right there for a minute. There's going to be a lot of religious speak on the face of the earth. Just because you call yourself a preacher doesn't mean you're saying the truth. Me too. Make sure that what I preach is in the Word. If I get out of what the Word says, if I start teaching my own philosophies, if I start saying those things that are not a part of the plan of God, then get yourself a new pastor. Right. Or anybody. Don't follow anybody that isn't following the Word. The Word of God is supreme. Amen. Many will be deceived. Verse number 6. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. Yeah, the world is going to have catastrophes. There's going to be wars, real wars. There's going to be rumors of more wars. There's going to be pestilence, bugs, infestations. They're going to eat the crops. They're going to attack the people. They're going to do all kinds of bad stuff. It's in the Word of God. It's going to happen. Famines. People are going to have trouble getting food. Earthquakes. And that's the beginning of sorrows. Again, the Word of God tells us it's going to take place. We don't need to fear. In fact, we can put our finger on the page in the Bible and say, God said that was going to happen. You can rest assured that God is able to save you from these things. Amen. Verse number 20 of Revelation, chapter 20, verse number 1. And reading down from there. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, Revelation 20, verse 1, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. One angel. That's who God is sending for this task. One, and there are tens, perhaps hundreds, millions of angels. But this is a one angel job. Okay? It's not hard for God. Verse number 2, this angel got this chain. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. This is not hard for God. Mankind has been fighting wickedness and evil and just sin since the Garden of Eden. But God's going to take hold of that dragon, Satan, and bind him up with a great chain, put him in a pit. One angel is going to do it. He's going to stay there 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up. And set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones. And they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. Don't take the mark. Did I tell you, don't take the mark?
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you remember. Don't take the mark. Amen. Don't worship the beast. Don't worship an image of the beast. Don't take the mark. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ has a great plan. Amen. It is going. God is going to fulfill His promises. It's in His Word. He cannot lie. It will happen because He said it's going to happen. It's going to happen because God said it will happen, and it will. He's going to bind him up, put him in the pit, put a seal on him. He's going to be tied up there 1,000 years. Isaiah, going to an Old Testament reference, chapter 65, beginning to read there at verse number 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come to into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. No more weeping, no more crying. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not fulfilled or have not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. And they shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. I'm telling you, God is going to change everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jump into a New Testament portion, Matthew chapter 5, verse number 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. It's going to be a different place when God is in control. Praise the Lord. Daniel chapter 7, verse 27. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey Him. Amen. I'm telling you, everybody on the face of the earth is going to know that Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Holy One in Israel, sitting on the throne. Amen. Micah chapter 4, verse number, beginning there with verse number 1. like a 1 and verse 2. But the last days it shall come to pass, but in the last days it shall come to pass, that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow into it. Verse 2, and many nations shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. The devil will have no power or influence on mankind at that time. He's bound up in the pit. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Why don't we do that right now? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. Thank you, Jesus, for these promises. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that we can comfort ourselves with these words. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 11, verse 25 to 27. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery. You know, there's a lot of people in our world today that are very, very confused about the end time. A lot of people will say, well, it's the end of the world. Nope. There's a lot of bad stuff going to happen, but it's the world, the earth is going to go on. Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign an extra 1,000 years. We're going to be with him and rule with him in glorified bodies here on earth for 1,000 years. Don't believe the lies of misconstrued carnal thinking. Amen. Believe the word of God. Amen. Believe the Bible. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles is come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion a deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. Do you know when our sins are taken away? You ever been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? I got scripture for that. Hallelujah. For the remission of sins. We can have our sins remitted ahead of time. Amen. In fact, we should have our sins remitted ahead of time. You should go ahead and repent and be baptized and be filled with the Holy Ghost before Jesus comes. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm looking forward to the back of the book. We win. Amen. I know people make fun of me for saying that, but it's one of my favorite sayings. I'm telling you. I am not fearful of the end time. Amen. God is going to take care of me right to the very end. Amen. All, as long as I'm breathing, God's going to take care of me. Amen. No matter what comes, God's going to take care of me. When the world goes crazy, God's going to take care of me. Amen. My job is to serve the Lord. Stay right with God. Amen. Stay saved. Praise the Lord. Next portion in our articles of faith, final judgment. I don't really feel sick, but the sinus stuff, the pollen and the, it's starting to get to me, so I have to keep a tissue nearby. When the 1,000 years are finished, there shall be a resurrection of all the dead, who will be summoned before the great white throne for their final judgment. In all whose names are not found written in the book of life, you want your name written in the book of life. You want to be repented, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost so that your name can be written in the Lamb's book of life. And all those whose names are not found written in the book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone, which God hath prepared for the devil and his angels. Satan himself being cast in first. The scripture references are Matthew 25, verse 41, Revelation 20, verse 7, verse 15, verse 21, chapter 21, and verse number 8. Let me read Matthew 25, verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. The alternative to living forever with Jesus Christ and being saved is a lake of fire. It's one or the other. It's not, oh, I spend so much time in purgatory and God takes me out, and you know, you earn your way. That's all made up lies. It's not like, it never says that anywhere in the Bible. There's no indication of it. It's never been factual. It's a lie created by man to serve his own purpose. It does none of us. In fact, it does you harm to believe in that lie. Believe the truth. Get saved now. Live right now. Live for Jesus now, so that you don't end up in the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20, Revelation 20 and verse number 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Verse number 15, also Revelation 20. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is a very serious portion of Scripture. A lot of people don't even want to think about it. Oh, you're just spreading hate. No, I'm trying to warn you. The Word of God warns us we should take our warning from the Word of God. Revelation 21, the next chapter, verse number 8. But the fearful, don't be afraid. Fear not, we're told in Scripture. Like I said, when you are in the Holy Ghost, when you really are convinced of who Jesus is, when you live rightly before God, this is not fearful. I have a promise of God that He will never forsake me. Amen. He will always take care of me. Amen. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers, and the whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. This judgment is just as permanent as living with God in glory forever. It is eternity. And I don't know how long that is. Mankind can't even conceive of how long that is. But you don't want to go there. You don't want to be a part of that. Get saved right now. Amen. There is a judgment of God on every soul. Get saved, get your sins remitted ahead of time, or you will pay the price of sin yourself. Amen. Public school activities is our next little segment. We disapprove of school students attending shows, dances, dancing classes, theaters, engaging in school activities against their religious scruples, and wearing gymnasium clothes which immodestly expose the body. We disapprove of school students being forced to take coeducational classes which involve boys and girls being mixed together in swimming, calisthenics, baseball, and other mixed athletics, while clothed in ungodly attire which immodestly exposes the body. This portion of our Articles of Faith is put in here on purpose to be the actual legal authority to allow parents to go to their child's school and say, my child is exempt from those activities because it violates our faith. And you can give them a copy of these Articles of Faith of Apostolic Lighthouse, United Pentecostal Church, and this church will stand behind you. The law is already established. They don't have the authority to overrule this. It's here to be an assistance to guide, or as a tool to help our parents help their children live a godly life. Amen. Oh, you make your people... No, I'm not making anybody do anything. You're going to go to heaven on your own because you want to. You love God and you choose to serve the Lord. You're going to choose to serve God on your own, or you will not serve God. That's your choice. But this portion is here to protect us, to protect our children, to help our parents. Oh, I didn't read the remainder of that. Sorry, part of it's on the next page. We disapprove of school students being forced to take any classes in which, under the guise of health classes, sex education is taught co-educationally, or films or lectures are given that promote amoral or unnatural behavior. I tell you, you can, you have the authority to exclude your children from these ungodly doctrines. It's teaching. They are teaching our children ungodly things. And your child can be excluded from them at your direction. We disapprove of school students being forced to be taught by or listen to those who promote or advocate sexual activity of any kind other than that within the bonds of the marriage relationship of husband and wife. It's the only provision in the Word of God to be without sin and have a sexual relationship. Yeah. Amen. It's sanctified in the marriage. Without the marriage, you know, some people are going to tell our young people that other things. To the very best of our ability, we should actively seek to protect our children. And finally, in closing, okay. Yep.
And then sign this letter, and they would bring that to the school.
Yep.
Versus the whole article.
In fact, I have done that in the past. I would be very willing to do that in the future. If you need any assistance at all, in fact, I would be willing to write the letter and go there with you. Okay? I will do whatever I can. But yes, absolutely. Right. In fact, I don't know, you've seen the terrible stuff going on in Maine. The government is fighting to let boys in the girls' locker room.
Right.
Just crazy stuff. Yes. Well, I'm telling you, you can. You can. I'm telling you, for positive, you can. I'll go with you. I feel certain of this fact. We will fight this together. If you need help, I'm with you. Yep, there is. See, there's a local school example. So, but yes, that's why these are in there, and yes, I'll give you a letter, and yes, I'll go with you if you ask me to. Absolutely, 100%, every time. Amen. Religious holidays. The annual conference is talking about the General Conference of the United Pentecostal Church International. The annual conference is declared to be an international religious holiday for all members, and all members are urged to attend. Furthermore, since the founding of the church occurred on the day of Pentecost, Pentecost Sunday is also recognized as a religious holiday. Again, we want to support the United Pentecostal Church. I have not been to every general conference. I've been to quite a few of them, but I don't go every year. But it is a good thing, and I hope at some point, or as often as you're able, that you yourself would also go to a general conference. Amen. It is truly inspiring. Praise the Lord. It's a great thing to be around people of like precious, and I say that on purpose, like precious faith. Amen. People who believe this truth and are doing all that they can to further this gospel. Amen. It is an inspiring time. I'd encourage you to partake in it. Amen. Stand with me, would you? I'm going to let you out 1 minute early. Huh? I didn't. Oh, Brother Dyke emphasized all these recordings are available on our website if you'd like to listen to them again. Thank the Lord. In fact, would you thank Him with me? Lord,